This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Some hospitals around the United States continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday reported an increase of more than 81,000 new cases, while the number of deaths had risen by more than 1,000. Task Force member and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus cases were rising in 47 states and patients were overwhelming hospitals across the country. The White House Coronavirus Task Force Thursday warned of a persistent and broad spread of COVID-19 in the western half of the United States, and its members urged aggressive mitigation measures to curb the infections. The hardest hit areas include a number of battleground states that will play an important role in Tuesday's U.S. presidential election as Republican President Donald Trump seeks a second term against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the situation has gotten so bad in places like El Paso, Texas, that officials have ordered a two-week shutdown of non-essential activities.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.